This is Live Ticket TV. Great to have you along here for semifinal football action between Elk Point Jefferson and Hot Springs. Kickoff is coming up here in just a little bit of time, but right now here on the pregame show, I'm Heath Nimke. We like to really dive into the perspective of these two teams, of Hot Springs, of Elk Point Jefferson, and getting my chance to cover plenty of teams across the state of South Dakota. I always find it one best perspective that no one else can give besides one specific person, and that is the head coach. And now here on the pregame show, it's time to catch up with both head coaches and hear about the special bonds they've created with these players, the moments, the scenes, what it feels like to get to a semifinal. Were the expectations ever this much? And now that they are upon us, what has it all meant riding this special wave of momentum and just being with a great young group of players that continue each and every day to turn in from young boys to now young men. Coach Jake Terry of Elk Point Jefferson is coming up here in just a little bit, but first we're going to dive into our coach's conversation with Hot Springs, Ben Kramer. Now, this is my second time I've gotten to catch up with Coach Kramer, and I'll tell you right now, a coach that's been so humbled and so honest and just brings you that inside perspective about his group of guys. He talked about it last week with me going into the matchup against Aberdeen Roncalli, what this squad had to all go through after that really loss to Del Rapids, how they got everything turned around, and they've just been in the right spot, and it's been a journey unlike any other. Of course, we do have some semifinal football. What do they expect to see from Elk Point Jefferson? So to give you more on that perspective of getting ready for the Huskies, but also enjoying the moment that they are in, here on the pregame show, it's head coach Ben Kramer of Hot Springs. Well, Coach, it's great catching up with you once again. We kind of joked off air last week that we'd be doing it again this week. It was a big matchup going up against Aberdeen Roncalli. But first, let's take me through the moments that day leading up to it. Again, we talked about the long bus trip. How did things go on the bus trip? How did you feel getting off the bus, getting ready for that game against Aberdeen Roncalli?
The bus trip itself isn't bad. Anytime you live West River, especially, you know, kind of southwest corner like we do, you got to travel for everything. You know, we consider a two-hour trip one way to a game. That's a short trip for us. So we don't talk about it. You know, it's just we knew, you know, going into the season, we're going to have to do some traveling. Didn't know how the postseason was going to work out, obviously, but it's – it's just something we don't talk about. We just know that's the position we're in. Nothing you can do about it. So it's a non-factor for us.
Well, of course, you had the big game against Aberdeen Roncalli. We talked about leading up to it. It was going to be a very defensive game. Who could score more points? Looking back at it, did you think you would hold Aberdeen Roncalli scoreless? What was the perfect makeup for your defense to do what you did in shutting down Aberdeen Roncalli?
It was shutting down Maddox May. I mean, that was goal number one. You know, he's a heck of a running back, and we knew that their offense kind of revolved around what he did. And, you know, that was the game plan going in is, you know, we need to hold him under 100 yards to have a chance in that game. We figured we could move the ball efficiently. You know, I figured low scoring, 14-7 or 13-14, something like that. Didn't see a 28-0, honestly. Did not see that, but we'll take it.
And we'll talk more about that final score here in just a moment. By the way, for anyone listening out there, maybe didn't hear the final numbers, Maddox May, 15 carries, just 51 yards. In total, you held him to just 103 rushing yards. Jackson had to get it done with his arm through for 132. On the opposite side, 50 carries for 450 yards. If you're not good at quick math, that's an average of 9 yards a carry. Good Lord, Coach. How did that happen?
Just keeping them on their heels and keep them guessing. You know, that's coaching football. It's a chess match, and you try to – for me, I guess it's trying to be 3 plays ahead. you know, look at what they're doing, how they're adjusting to this and that. And, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a good enough team where our adjustments take about one timeout or one small talk with one of our linemen coming off and, hey, they're doing this now. And that's because they've got a very good football IQ. They understand what we're trying to do and, you know, real good about communicating what we need to do and what we need to see as coaches.
Well, continuing on now as we get ready for this game against Elk Point, Jefferson, I really do love the rushing numbers. But one thing that really jumps out to me, and maybe it's not a concern for you, and maybe it's something you want to change up going against Elk Point Jefferson, Preston Iverson just had one completion out of six attempts. Even six attempts seems extremely small for me. What do you think about the passing game going into the semifinals? God willing, you make it to the finals. Is that something you want to change, or are you okay with the rushing attack that you have?
If we're going to put 450 on the ground, I don't see any reason to throw the ball. So, I mean, we can do it. I have nothing but complete faith in our receiving core and our pass protection and Preston's ability to make good decisions throwing the ball. We just haven't had to do it. And if we can just pound the rock, I don't see any reason why we need to be throwing the ball.
Looking back for your squad, there was a lot of going into the first game against Bridgewater, Emory, Ethan. You had to beat tradition. You had to beat the law of average, a team that always seems like they're in the dome or at least competing close for a championship game. You get a huge win there. And then again, we talked, you have to get an upset against Aberdeen Roncalli, a team that was undefeated. You get the victory, as we mentioned, 28-0. Coach, going into this semifinals, was there something you ever envisioned with this squad being here at this moment, going up against Elk Point Jefferson? What was the feeling like, not even when the final buzzer went off, but just knowing there in that fourth quarter that you had control of the game, that you were going to win, that you had your chance to play EPJ in the semifinals?
You know, it's awesome, I'm not going to lie, but you know, they on the ride home, they celebrated like crazy. Like I said, you know, before the interview, too, about Plankington. And this team's just got the ability to just move on, you know, whether it's adverse situations, you know, play to play, something goes wrong, they can move past it. And, you know, winning big games, they had already started to focus on the next one. And that's what's different about this group is they're just having a blast on this ride. And, you know, we're just kind of hanging out with them and riding along with them. So the focus on Elk Point started, you know, halfway home. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know, I guess their goals change week to week because they don't know. They're kind of in no man's land here this deep in the playoffs. But, man, they're loose and feel really good about where they're at and what their chances are this week.
Well, you go up against an Aberdeen Roncalli team, you punch them in the mouth, but now you get ready for an Elk Point Jefferson, and I have probably a slight advantage over you. I'm kind of around in this area. I've seen the hype that Elk Point Jefferson has. They've been extremely humbled about all the interviews, all the media attention they are getting, and something that you've seen as well. They have been dominant in shutting down teams, not allowing a whole lot of scoring, just 35 points so far this season. Coach, on tape, what does it take to move the football against this stout defense of EPJ?
It's near perfection. You have to be perfect. Obviously, the turnover battle, one thing I saw is so many teams are penalized against them and they dig themselves a hole and then try to switch up what they're good at to try to get out of that hole. And Elk Point is so good at, you know, taking advantage of those situations. And That's just what we stress. We've got to be better every week, and it doesn't get any easier. That's for sure. That's a heck of a team, and Coach Terry has obviously done a great job down there with these guys. I think the advantage we have is we have nothing to lose. We have absolutely nothing to lose, and I think that makes us kind of dangerous.
looking at their offense, we talk about with Aberdeen, Roncalli, it seemed like, and you mentioned it, you got to shut down Maddox May. Don't let him get going. From there, we can build on what they're trying to throw at us, and we can shut that down as well. Feel confident. But when you look at this EPJ team, they're kind of unique. They have a dual running back system. They even have Noah McDermott, who can throw the football extremely nice, but he can also carry it as well. How do you focus on kind of this three-headed monster in the backfield that EPJ has?
It's similar to what we do. We run basically the same offense. They throw a lot more eye candy at you with motion and their flips and flops before pre-snap adjustments. And we've just stressed this week that you just have to be disciplined. Okay. It's no different than what you run on a Tuesday in our offensive practice and what our scout team sees on Wednesday in our defensive practice. But, yeah, I mean, we just can't over-adjust and get overly excited and just, you know, read your keys and make plays.
Well, Coach, I got my chance to catch up with Coach Terry. That's coming up here in our pregame in just a little bit. And he says something unique towards the end of our interview. He said, just enjoy the moment. I think when I look at the four teams remaining here in Class 11B, you are the Cinderella story. And take nothing away from your squad. It's just a great story. It's a team that if you have, you know, no dog in the fight, who do you cheer for? I feel like it has to be Hot Springs. You're getting ready to take on EPJ. Before we see that opening kickoff, take us inside the locker room. What are you saying to the guys? Is it enjoy the moment, or what is that final speech before you head out there and try to punch your ticket inside to the dome?
You know, with this group, we don't have to say a whole lot. They're a bunch of goofballs. I'm not going to lie. they've got the ability to be teenagers having fun, but once the ball is kicked off, they have a way to just flip the switch. I mean, I've never laughed so much in my entire life. Even, you know, practice this week, they're just loose. They're enjoying the moment. I don't have to tell them that. They're enjoying every bit of this school, this community is enjoying it. It's a well-needed positive around here, and we're just happy to do this for everybody.
Once again, that is head coach Ben Kramer of Hot Springs here on the Live Ticket TV pregame show. It has been an absolute treat. It's been an absolute pleasure to catch up with Coach Kramer, part of our last two pregame shows. Got my opportunity to catch up with him last week against Aberdeen Roncalli. And I'll be honest with you, we have a lot of conversations that happen off air that aren't recorded. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the most humble, most respected coaches I've ever talked to. I wish nothing but the best of luck to Coach Kramer and his guys coming up tonight, taking on Elk Point Jefferson. One other thing I want to say, we talked a lot about this with Coach Kramer off air. You're going to hear it coming up next as well for Elk Point Jefferson. The special relationship that these two coaches have now built over the past few years and the programs with 11B. Coach Kramer, Coach Terry have a lot of respect for one another. Speaking of Coach Terry, of the Elk Point Jefferson Huskies, he's on the way next here on Live Ticket TV.